Get ready to rock. Radio.
Now, tell us about the new album, and in particular, your recent signing to Napalm Records in Austria. Tell us what happened with Roadrunner.
Well, Roadrunner, I've got very fond memories of our time with Roadrunner. We were actually in a very good, you know, working together, working relationship. But at one moment, they got sold to Warner's, and then we got into a situation where actually neither the band had chosen for the record company, and they hadn't chosen us. So we came out of a very good marriage with Roadrunner Records, and then, yeah, we were just in a situation that nobody had chosen for. And it asked a lot of compromises, both for them and for us, and we are way too stubborn as artists to deal with, well, compromises, basically. So it didn't really work out, and, it didn't work out, unfortunately. And then once we were without label, there was actually interest from quite some labels, and we were really enthusiastic about Napalm because, contrary to what we've experienced with Warner, they were just really enthusiastic about, you know, not what we could be if we changed this and this and that, but, you know, what we actually are. And this is a very good feeling for a band, you know, to have a record company that's so excited about, you know, the thing that we do.
And it seems very strange, because we'll talk about your progress since 2005, you know, that such a label would, you know, frankly, let you go like that, because you have been building your audience over the last, the last 10 years, really, I suppose. But more recently, you know, you've been touring constantly, getting great reaction to the recent albums. So I suppose people will find that rather... I suppose it's a sign of the times, we would say, in England, really, Charlotte, you know.
Regardless of our progress, I mean, a label like Warner is just, they want too much too soon, and they would rather have, I'm not sure they, but let's just say that a lot of big mainstream labels in general would rather have you sell your soul for a commercial track and have a very, you know, successful thing than, you know, actually building upon what we do, and that's really our style, you know. We just want to continue and grow, and of course we want a lot of people buying our albums as much as the next band, but we want to keep our integrity while doing it. Yeah, like I said, we are too stubborn to compromise so much, so, and I guess they would have wanted that we did. No, actually the things that we've released so far is all things that we very much support ourselves, and I think we were happy with it, but maybe some other people not as much as we were. Let's say that the thing that was suggested we should do was much more commercial, and the thing that we've done was not commercial enough, but we never wanted to give in to that, you know, too much commercial stance of, yeah, we just didn't like that. I mean, it just didn't feel right, you know. Don't want to be like sellouts. Thing is, I've got a very commercial taste in music, and I for me it was kind of hard to believe that I actually wanted. I mean, a track like "Are You Done With Me," which is going to be our next single, I think that is very much suitable to like a mainstream audience. So I really don't see the problem. I really don't see that we should take it that much further. I just think that you should reach people with your music that are interested in your music, and not try to, you know, to push it onto everybody who doesn't want it. It's, yeah.
And let's get back now finally to the new album, which includes new songs, it has cover versions, and it has live tracks. And there must be a reason. I mean, maybe this is tied in with the new deal with Napalm, you can tell me, Charlotte, but sometimes bands release this type of album, when they're perhaps between labels and, you know, between albums, really. What's the reasoning behind this?
We actually wanted to release this record before we even had the deal with Napalm closed. The thing is that we've collected a lot of material over the recent years in our career, and we've had the covers, and then during the We Are the Other sessions we wrote these two tracks that we really liked but didn't quite fit on the album, which are the new tracks on Interlude, Colors and Suits, and Breathe on Me. And basically, over the years, we collected all this material, and we thought, this is too much to, you know, to kind of divide over upcoming records, or to, you know. Also, they didn't really feel like B-side tracks to us. So we thought basically that these tracks, they deserve the record of their own. And then we took all the tracks that we had and we revamped them and we remixed them and we recorded some stuff. And then we had Interlude. And, you know, it's also that when we're writing a new studio album, I really like starting with like a with nothing, like with a white blank page of paper in front of me. And so I think it's nice that these songs, which, you know, actually belong to this time that we're in right now, you know, after We Are the Others, and that these tracks got like their own album in their own time. And that feels kind of cool. And I'm really happy that some of the tracks that I thought maybe wouldn't appear on an album got to be on this album. So that's kind of how it happened.
Thank you for talking to Get Ready to Rock. And as I say, best of luck with the album and with your future tour dates as well.
Thanks a lot and have a good night.